Good morning, Don. That's my name, Aleph. Darshan is the Pasuk, Mimidbar Matana. Kemish also, Adam is Atzmo, Kemidbar Shumufka Lakol, Torah Nitna Lob Matana. And it seems to me, a Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos had to be Masbir, the words of Chazal. Rashi says, Kemish also, Adam is Atzmo, Kemidbar Shumufka Lakol, Shemalamed lakol Torah b'chinam. According to Rashi, we understand the midah k'neged midah. Ma'ani b'chinam afatem b'chinam. Someone who makes himself into a midbar doesn't charge for his teaching of Torah. So midah k'neged midah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashlin his generosity by providing him Torah also as a matana without demanding from him tashlumin. However, Tosfos and the Rosh simply state Shemalame Torah Lakol and omit the word Bechinam, the Ikanakuda, according to Rashi. So the question is obvious. According to Tosfos and Rashi, what is the Midah Keneged Midah? That a person teaches Torah to many people, Yizocha to Torah, that he should receive it as a Matana. And I'd like to explain the Gemara in light of a maimer in Tumura Tezayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara there states, "B'shoa shatamid holech etzal rabo, u'mevakesh lumum minu Torah, in melamdo, meir einei shneim Hashem." And Rashi comments, when a Talmud comes to a Rebbe and asks him a shayla, and the Rebbe perhaps is not in the sugya, didn't have enough time to prepare an answer, but if nevertheless the Rebbe accedes to the bakosha of the Talmud, so meine einei shneim Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is melamed the Rebbe as well, in order for him to give the correct answer to the Talmud. And perhaps that is the kavon of Chazal and the Gemara Nedarim. Kevin sha'osa adam es asmo kemidbar shumufka lakol, a Rebbe who makes himself available to Talmidim in any sugya, in any shayla, does not have simply the wherewithal to supply the yagiya, the currency, in order to attain the yagiya satara to answer correctly. It's only through siyata dishmaya, it's only through a matana from the Ribono Shel Olam that the Rebbe is able to answer each bakasha of each Talmud. Today we have the privilege and the kavod and the schus of hearing from the Gedolim of this generation someone who manifests this midah of also Adam as Asmo Kemidbar Shumufka Lakol, this batlus to Talmidim, to Klal Yisrael. Whenever there's a Shaila, there's one address for his Talmidim. Whenever there's a Shir that needs to be given on an important topic, so Rav Agon, Rav Herschel Schechter, is always available to accede to that bakasha. And despite his legendary asmada, I believe that he was zocheh to yediyah satara, which is not even commensurate to that yigiyah. He was zocheh to the bechina of Torah as a matana from the Ribono Shel Olam. It's a great kavod for us to hear a shir on something which is halacha maisa for each of us, vitamins and medications, from Harav Agon, Rav Herschel Schechter.
Thank you very much. Gemara Misachim on Daf Chav Daled develops the din of eating Macholas Asur Shalok Kederach Achilas. So Machloikis, and the Maskana is that min HaTorah there is no iser to eat macholas asuris in a fashion of shalok kederach achilas. Mori tells the story that Ravina's daughter wasn't feeling well, so he took olives and he was rubbing her body. Ravina shayif lebrati b'gaharki di orlo. So Mori, one of the other Amoraim, asked him hayitochen orlo zasa b'hano. So what's the head to use it on the daughter when she was sick? So the Gemara gives two versions of what the answer is. So the first version of the answer was that because she had a high fever, that was considered a chayla sheyesh b'sakana. So the makom safek sakana, so it's derech kol atarkula. The second answer is quoted in halach and shul. Both answers are quoted in halach. Second answer is also quoted in halach and yerideya, that since he was using it shelok yederech hanaasai, so that's why it's muta. What exactly does that mean? So that's a machlokes harishanim, how to read pshat. So the pasha pshat in the Gemara, the way we usually assume is that the whole sugya began a daf before, and daf chav dalet kept on going, whole block Gemara. So the Gemara said that shelok yederech hachilasa, shelok yederech hanaasa is muta min haTorah. So it's only asim ederabbanon. So b'makom chayla she'im b'sakana, we are maker, we are mata, this is ederabbanon. That's the pasha pshat. The Shach on Yeridei quotes the Rav Yoh, who learns differently. He says, no, Shalok Yederach Achilos, or Shalok Yederach Anos, is Mutim and Atar Mutim the Rabban. Then you don't even need that it should be B'mok M'chor V'Shem B'Sakon. It's Heta Gom. The Shach quotes this Rav Yoh, even though the simple reading in Shulchan Aruch is against the Rav Yoh, against the Shach. So Rabbi Kibeger on the bottom of the page, this is in the Kufnun Hay, the din of Yehari Bal Yabas and Kufnun Zayins and Kufnun Hay in the second Chelik Yeridei, they're talking about din in B'mok M'chor V'Shem B'Sakon, in B'Sakon. So on the bottom of the page, Rabbi Kiregi refers you to the tshuva of the Shah Desari, where he's masik on the Shach. Why did the Shach quote this Rav Yoh? And he says, La halacha like that, that shalok derech achilos, or shalok derech anos, it's had to go more. The pashtus and all the Rishanim is not so. We assume that shalok derech achilos, or shalok derech anos, is only mutam in ator, but it's still awesome in the Rabbanan. He would only be matim with mamak mechal v'shem misakon. Okay. A machlokes the Shach, and most of the pasuk assume like the Shach Zarisim. What is considered a form of eating something shalok derech achilos? So one example is, let's say you have food in the freezer and it's hard like a rock, and you take it out and you start eating it. I have ham. Ham is derech macholos asuris. Have nevela, whatever. Have non kosher food. The Gemara says there are two exceptions to the rule, that Basa B'Cholim and Klei HaKerim, even Shalok HaDerech HaChilos, is an Issa Deraz. So let's leave out Basa B'Cholim and Klei HaKerim. I'm talking about the Vela, or Behemoth Temeya, him. So you take it out from the freezer, it's hard like a rock, like a piece of ice, and you eat it like that. So that's ice cold, like a rock, in Shalok HaDerech HaChilos. Or I just fried the ham, and it's burning hot, and I take it and I start eating it, and it burns my throat. So that's also Shalok HaDerech HaChilos. If it's too hot, if it's too cold. Or the Rambam gives the third example, Ira by Dov Amar. I have ham, and I cooked it, I fried it, and it's on the plate, it's not too hot, it's not too cold, it's just right. But he pours on so much mustard on it, that when he starts to eat the ham, his mouth is burning. That's abnormal. The way he's eating it, Ira by Dov Amar, the way he's eating it is Shalok HaDerech HaChilos. So this is an example, these are three examples that the Rambam gives of Shalok HaDerech HaChilos. What would you say if a person swallows food without chewing it? Bliya, Blila, Isa, is that considered Shalok HaDerech HaChilos, or is that considered Kederech HaChilos? So there is a Gemara in the end of Psochim. The Gemara draws a contrast between Bola Matzah and Bola Mora. Bola Matzah, if someone swallows matzah without chewing it up sufficiently, so the Gemara says Yotzah. As opposed to Bola Mora, if a person swallows Mora without chewing it up, so the Gemara says Lo Yotzah. So how are you supposed to understand the Gemara? Which one is the rule and which is the exception to the rule? If you have Bliya, Belila, Isa, normally that's considered Achila, and the exception to the rule is Mara, or do you say no? The rule basically is that Bliya, Belila, Isa, Shalok Derech Achilosai, and Matzah is the exception to the rule. So it's a very strange, so there in Sinai Kuftun Hay, when the Shulchan Aruch quotes the details of the halachas of Shalok Derech Achilosai, so the Pischit Shuvah on the bottom of the page refers you to this Machlokes Achrayim. So the Tfuah Shor, in a Sefer on Gemara Psochim, interprets that Mi'ikar Adin, Belia, Belila, Isa, in other words, it tells you to chew well before you swallow. You shouldn't swallow without chewing well. So that's what the Tfuah Shor says like that. Belia, Belila, Isa, if you swallow without chewing, that's always abnormal. That's Shalok HaDerech HaChilosai. So that's why you're not yotzei b'amor. I hakam by matzah. Why yotzei? So he says, no, matzah is the exception to the rule because it's called lechem oini. So because it's lechem oini, so the poor people don't chew their food. Very strange. That's what the Tfuah Shor says. The rule is, b'li'a b'li'li, says, shalok derech achilos, so that's why you're not yotzei maror. And the mara is the basic din of kol ha-terkula, and the exception to the rule is matzah because lechem ayin. The Rebbe Yehuda in his tshuva, quoted by the Pesach tshuva on the daf and kuf lamei, the Rebbe Yehuda's tshuva quotes the Tvarsha and he disagrees and he holds faker that b'liya b'lila isa is considered achila and kol ha-terkula. It's not called shalot derech achilasa. And the exception to the rule is mara, because bina tamara v'leker. The whole Torah says mara zeshan ochlam al shemar shum shemira ha-mitzvim is chayar zedim in Mitzrayim. So if you're not going to chew the mara, you're not going to taste it. So that's why mara is an exception to the rule. It's really a problem. This machloek is the tvoshor and the nadivihud. It's really problematic. It should really depend what kind of food are you eating. If you have a big steak and you have a big chunk and you swallow it without chewing it, that's not shalok derech achilasa. But if you have Cheerios for breakfast, so you have to chew the Cheerios. You don't have to chew your milk. You don't have to chew coffee. So if you have food, we know that particles of food are so tiny, if you would chew the piece of flesh, you would make the flesh, by chewing it, you'll make it the size of the Cheerios. So if you're eating Cheerios, so that's not shalok derech achilasa if you don't swallow it, if you don't chew it in advance. So it's very strange why it's across the board. The machlik is between the Tvoshor and the Nebbiyuda. They don't distinguish between large-sized particles as opposed to small-sized particles. So Rav Avadia Yosef has a tshuva where he talks about, he comments, we'll get to the whole context a little later. He's talking about a tshuva that Rav Moshe wrote about swallowing pills. So pills are usually tiny. I'm not talking about gigantic pills. I'm talking about pills the size of Cheerios. So he assumes that the best you can say that, let's say the pills are trade, either vitamin pills or pills for medication. So he assumes that the best you can say about swallowing a pill without chewing it is that it's shalok derech achilasai. And he says the way it's usually assumed in Shulchan Aruch, not like the Shach B'Shem Rav Yoh, that shalok derech achilasai, if the pill was really trade. So shalok derech achilasai is only mutam and atar tzalsim and rabbanon. And only b'makom chol b'shem b'sakon would we be meiko. But if the fellow is a bari, the mechish b'almo, he's taking vitamin pills just that he should stay healthy, he shouldn't get sick, so there shouldn't be any heter over there. So Rav Avadia Yosef is masik on Rav Moshe, and why Rav Moshe gave a heter on taking trade for pills, he should have restricted the heter only to the situation of chol b'shem b'sakon. The Pashtus, as Rav Moshe explains what the heter is based on. And it goes as follows. There are two. Years ago, Tiferes Yerushalayim used to put out these pamphlets, La Torah Vela Hoigor. They put out about 10 or so. So in Choderes Aleph, they had this psak from Moshe Feinstein on page 10. If Rav Avadia would have seen this, he would have understood what Moshe said. He didn't have these La Torah Vela Hoigor. He didn't have a Bekiyas 100%. See, he wasn't aware that this sefer existed. So he just refers to the Tshuvas Igros Moshe, the second volume, Orech Chaim, that's printed in the end of the first volume of Chasam Mishpat. In Orech Chaim Tinyona, the beginning of Siman Tzadik Beis, where Moshe has a tshuva, he writes the maskana that he writes here, but he doesn't give you a whole cheshbon. So that's why Chacham Avadia was masik. Rav Avadia Yosef's tshuva in one place, maybe it's more than one place is in Yechav Adas Chelek Beis, Siman Samach. So Rav Moshe gives the following presentation. There is another sugya. This is the sugya in Sochem Dav Chavdala, about Shalok Derech Achilosai, and the way it's usually assumed that Shalok Derech Achilosai is Mutman Atar Asim Dirabon, and Mok Mokhav Hashem Sakana Bamek. Then there's another sugya in Abba Rizar Dav Samaches, where the Gemara quotes Machloikis Hatanoim, Reb Shimon and Reb Meir, regarding the Pasuk. It says, you're not permitted to eat Nevela. Then it says, Lagera Shabba Sherecha Titan of Achola, or Mokhav Anachi. What do you mean? You give Nevela to a Ger. A Ger is not allowed to violate the Suri Hatar. So the Gemara says, obviously, he's referring to a Ger Toshev. It's not talking about a Ger Tzedek. A Ger Toshev is permitted to eat Nevelas. So the Reb Shimon, the Tana Reb Shimon, has a drasha, Lagera Shabba Sherecha Titan of Achola, only Nevela Haruya Lagera Kuri Nevela. Nevela Shimon, any Kuri Lagera, any Kuri Nevela. If the Nevela, I had this non-kosher food, I bought meat in the AMP, and it's Roy Lachila, then I'd leave it out of the refrigerator for a month, and it becomes so spoiled and so rotten and smells, it's awful, so it's Nifsal Me'achila Sodom. So Reb Shimon says, that's what the Pasuk says, Nevela Sheinu Roy Lager, Eine Kuri Nevela. Whenever the Macholos Asur is Nifs Me'achila Sodom is Mut. Rameh disagrees, and he says, no, that the only time the Pasuk is teaching us this klal. That's only if it's Shrucha Meikara. When the animal dropped dead, and the Issa Nevela was chal, Kozman, the animal is alive, there's no Issa Nevela. There may or may not be an Issa Reif Menachai. That's a machlokes in the end of Chulim. Pergir Anosh, a machlokes of Yechna Meshlokish, where Behema Bechaya lo Evorim Emedis, Behema Bechaya lav lo Evorim Emedis. Reif Menachai means I yank off a limb from the animal. What if the animal is walking around, no one yanked, no one ripped off any limbs? So that's a machlokes, whether you say a live animal that's walking is Behema Bechaya lo Evorim Emedis, has an Issa Reif Menachai, or not. But if Yeshua doesn't have an Issa Nevela, so when is Issa Nevela Chal? When the animal drops dead. So if you have an animal that's walking around very, very sickly, just barely breathing, and when it drops dead, in the Issa Nevela is supposed to be Chal. The whole thing is so ruach meikarai, it's not Roi Lachilo Sodom when the Issa Nevela is supposed to be Chal. So Rameh says, that's when the Pasuk says, Nevela Sheni Roi Lageri Enikri Nevela, prevents the Issa from being Chal. But once I bought meat from the AMP, it was Roy Lachilo Sodom. Then I leave it out of the refrigerator for a month, and it becomes Nifsmachilo Sodom. So Reb Meir says that's not enough. It still remains also. Mistama, the Gemara doesn't say, but Mistama, you have to add on, Alpi Pashtus, isn't there a point that Reb Meir will agree to Reb Shimon that it will become Mutam? Mistama, once it's going to become Nifsmachilo Sakelev, Mistama, he'll be masking that it becomes Mutam. They'll probably only argue if the Yisra Nevela was Chal, and then it became Nifson Achilo Sa'odam, so Reb Shimon says it's Mutter, we pass like Reb Shimon, and Meir holds that it's us. Stama Reb Meir will agree, once it becomes Nifson Achilo Sa'kelev, Stama will be Mutter. Just as a Moshe, the Rambam writes in Hilchas Tumas Eichlim, in order for Eichlim and Mashkin, there are only four things in the whole wide world that are Mekabel Tumah. Other Mekalem Eichlim and Mashkin. So Eichlim and Mashkin are only Mekabel Tumah if it's Roy Lachilo Sa'odam. If it's Roy Lachilo's behemoth, it's not Mekabel Tumah. So the Rambam writes, in order for Eichlim HaMashkim to be Mekabel Tumah, has to be Roy Lachilo Sodom. What if it was Mekabel Tumah already, and then it becomes Nifsam Achilo Sodom? So the Rambam writes, that's not sufficient for the Tumah to disappear. It has to become Nifsam Achilo Sakelev in order for the Tumah to go away. So Mistama, and as Hasagas arrived there, Machlek is the Rambam, they arrived about the details. So Mistama, that's the Pashtus over here also, Lucharegir. Even Rab Meir, who disagrees with Rab Shimon, he holds that Nifsam Achilo Sodom is not enough to be Mata, the Nevela, has to be Dachkis Rucha Meikora. That's only if it's only Nifsam Achilo Sodom. What if it's Mamish Nifsam Achilo Sakelev? It's not Rab Achilo Sakelev either. So it could well be that Rab Meir will be Maskim in such a case that will be Mutter. It's irrelevant. We don't pass like Rab Meir anyway. We pass like Rab Shimon. We pass like the Nevela Sheni Rui Lager. Nifsam Achilo Sodom is enough to be Mata. And the Gemara has this machlokes Reb Shimon and Reb Meir, but the Nifsam Achilo Sodom is enough to be mat. There is also leads to another machlokes regarding those in Tam Lev Gam. Let's say a little treifis, a little chazer schmaltz falls into a pot of vegetable soup. The vegetable soup tasted delicious before the chazer schmaltz fell in, and now that the little chazer schmaltz fell in, it also tastes good, but it doesn't taste as geschmack as it did before. But it still tastes very good, so that's called Nifsam Tam Lev Gam. It's a pegam zutor. It tasted gewaldig before the treifis fell in, and now it's acceptable. It's delicious now also, but it doesn't taste as good as it did before. So that's a machlekes, the Gemara quotes Reb Meir Reb Shimon, it's totally zeh bezeh. That according to Reb Shimon, that if you have treifis b'yen, if it's nifsam achilo sodom, it becomes mutter. So if you have treifis halidei tarubis means that it's less than 50%. The roig is heter, the mir tezisa, chazal shmaf that fell into the vegetable soup is less than 50%. So then Reb Shimon, just like Reb Shimon is mater, if it's nevela b'yen, if it's srucha nifsam achilo sodom is mater. So if it's a pegam zuto, if it's a leis mitam lev gam, in when it gets mixed into the heter, so Reb Shimon would be mater that too. And Reb Meir disagrees with the nevela srucha. He holds that nifsam achilo sodom is not enough. So maybe he would disagree on the leis mitam lev gam also. So the Gemara says we pass this straight like Reb Shimon. In this machlokes Meir Reb Shimon, he pass this straight like Reb Shimon. That nifsam achilo sodom is mutter, and leis mitam lev gam by nisra yetaruvis would also be mutter. So the Chavis Das in the Eridaeus in the Kuv Gimel raises a question. That's the Simon of Nesim Tam Lev Gam. So he raises a question: what did the Gemara, what did Reb Shimon have to come on to this pasuk? What is gained by adding a pasuk that the Nevela Sheni Rui Lager is any Kuri Nevela? We just had it in before that if you eat Macholas Hasur Shalok Ederach Achilos, it's Mutam and Atorah. And we pass when it's only awesome of the Rabbanim. The Shach wants to be mocked even the Rabbanim based on the Rav Yom. So one of the examples of eating Shalok Kederach Achilasa is Ir by Dov Amar. The Rambam says if you mixed in some bitter flavor into the Macholos Asuras, it tastes awful. So that's Shalok Kederach Achilasa. So what does Rav Shimon have to come up with a new pasuk and a new mocker that Nevela Sheinu Ril Ager Eni Kuri Nevela? Let it always be considered. It's always the same hetem in Atayra of Shalok Kederach Achilasa. So the Chavis Das explains that he thinks they're two different things. That let's say you'll have macholas asuris and you pour down so much mustard on the ham would have tasted good, it's not too hot, not too cold, but he poured on so much mustard that the time that he ate it, he burnt his whole mouth out. So that's eating, that's considered eating shalok ha-derech achilos. What if he'll remove all of the mustard, he starts to eat it, his mouth is burning, so he takes the ham, he holds it under the faucet and the water is flowing, and he washes off all the mustard. Now it tastes back the way it did originally. So now if he's going to eat it, it'll be kederach achilasa. So that's the din. If you would only have the pasuk of shalok kederach achilasa, so then if it's chayzevinir, if it becomes royal achila again, so then you would have an issa deraisa. But now that you have an additional din of nevela sheyiri lager, if you pour on mustard that doesn't make it into nevela sheyiri lager, if it's hisriach, if it becomes spoiled mamish, so then you have this new din that the Nevela Srucha becomes Heter Biatzmuso. So even if later on you'll mix in so much sugar and so much flavoring and it'll taste delicious now, so the Chavis Das says it'll still be Mutter. That's the din that even Chayzer Benir will also be Mutter. It brings a Hechoche that this is so, that once you have a Nevela Srucha, even if it's Chayzer the Nasser Roy Lachidah Sodom, it remains Mutter. So he proves it from the Gemara in the end of Tmura. Gemara talks about chicken zamuta, chicken is a iftar. So what if you have a hen which is a trefah? You're not allowed to eat it. So the Gemara has a whole scientific discussion among the Tanaim whether a trefah yoledes, a trefah any yoledes, can a hen which is a trefah lay an egg or not? So we're working on the assumption that yes, that it is possible. So we have a pasuk bas hayani. When the Chumash lists off all the non-kosher birds, it says Basayan is us. Basayan is an ostrich, some kind of a non-kosher bird. So the Gemara asks, why is only the Basayana and the Benayana is Mutter? It doesn't matter whether it's male or female, it's a min tummy, the whole life is tummy. Gemara says, no, the Gemara Chulin says in Terek Evetri, Basayana means a Beitza Soif tummy. That not only Yoif tummy is us, there's a din of Hayotzim and Hasim is also us. Let's say a pig is us. If you milk the pig, the milk that comes out, that's not Bisar Behemoth Meir, that's the milk. So how do you know that the Cholov of the Behemoth Meir is Aser? Or if you have a cow which is a Behemoth Tehoro, but it happens to be the cow has a broken leg in such a way that it's a Trefa. So if you milk the cow, or if it has a Sirchan Derei or whatever, if you know that the animal is a Trefa, so you not only are you not allowed to eat the Basar, you're not allowed to drink the milk from it either. So that's all based on this Pasuk. The Gemara has more Pasuk, and that's the Pasuk of Basayana, that a Yotzim and HaAser is also awesome. So the Gemara says, let's say an oif tohor, a hen, which is an oif tohor, happens to be a trefa. It lays an egg, so the egg may not be eaten. That's the yotzim min ha'aser is awesome. Just like an eagle's egg is also, just like an ostrich egg is also, because it's an oif tohor. So if you have an oif tohor, but it's a trefa, so the Beit says, oif trefa is also awesome. So the Gemara says, you're not allowed to eat the egg the way it stands now. Let's say the hen will sit on the egg until it will hatch, and then you'll have a chick, and the chick will be a regular, healthy chick. It's an oiftar, and it's not a trefa. So the Gemara says, the frech shenoylad mi beitzas, oif trefa, may be eaten. Why may it be eaten? But originally, when the oif trefa laid the egg, it was also bachila, because the yetzim and hasar is also. So how does it happen later on that you have a trefa egg, and all of a sudden becomes mutter, the afreh that's born from the treif egg becomes mutter later? So the Gemara says, because there's a process that takes place when you have an egg that hatches and it develops into a chick, a whole process takes place, stays a couple of days, and during the middle of that process, the egg becomes nifsa me'achila sodom. So once it became nifsa me'achila sodom, even though later on, there was a stage at which time it was nifsa me'achila sodom. It becomes Hisriach. So even though later on it develops and it's born as a chick, and then if you shecht it, it's going to taste delicious. A guy will eat it; it'll taste delicious. But since there was 1 hour during which it was nifsal me'achilas adam, so it remains mutar liyolam for it. So the Chabad Da says that's the insight that I'm trying to say. Once you have in the nevelah she'ein ruya lager, once the meichel is nifsal me'achilas adam, it becomes heta bi'atzmus, not the same as eating it. Shaloka derech achilas. If you eat treifa shaloka derech achilas, so there's no isa deraisa the way the oifen ha'achila doesn't count. But if you wash off all the stuff and you make it back roi l'achila, so it'll be back in Easter. But if the food be atzmusa became hisriach, it became nifsam achilo sadam, so then he says it becomes hetagomer, so even if later on it'll develop to become a delicious chicken, you'll shecht it, it'll still be mutter, because once it's mutter, it remains mutter liyanavot. That's what the Chabad Da says. Not all the achranim agree with the Chabad Da. There was a great gaon 100 years ago, who has a whole tshuva, he disagrees with the Chalkas Yoyev. The Chalkas Yoyev was, those who are familiar with the Avdi Nezi, he corresponds a lot with the Chalkas Yoyev. He disagrees. How do you deal with the Gemara and Tumura and stuff? And often the Gemara, how can you argue with the Gemara? So the truth of the matter in Yeshivas, everybody knows Rab Chaim in his Sefer on the Rambam has a totally different shot than that Gemara. Rab Chaim says that why is the Beitzas Oif Tomei, or why is the Beitzas Oif Trefa? Why is it Asr? It's not Bissar Oif Tomei, it's a Yotzimin Ha'asr. It's like Cholav of a Behemoth Tomei, Cholav of a Behemoth Trefa. So Yotzimin Ha'asr, Rab Chaim says, Yotzimin Asr, it's also Moshe Lamad Gabad Dayim, of case like you have the Oif Tomei here, you have the Behemoth Tomei here, and then you have a rubber bin that has this Beitzah is attached to the Oif Tomei, or to the Oif Trefa. So Kolzman, that is still attached, I can still call it Yotze Min Ha'aser, so I say it's Aser. Once it reaches a point, that Beitza reaches a point that it's developing into a chick, and it becomes a Sriach, the Hipsit, it becomes Nifsam Achilas Adam, so at that time it becomes Mutter. So you can no longer relate it back to the Oif Tomei. You no longer say that this is a Yotze Min Ha'aser Aser, because it relates back. No, it's Nifsam Achilas Adam at that time. So then it becomes Chayza Benir, it becomes Rav Achila again. So how do you want to declare that it should be Aser? Because it's Yotzei Min Ha'Aser? No, Yotzei Min Ha'Aser is only if it's Yotzei from the beginning to the end. When it came out from the Oif Tomei, when the Cholov came out from the Behemoth Tomei, from the Behemoth Trefa, so it was Aser from the first step on, when it was Yotzei, and it still continues to be Yotzei. But if there was a point of time in between, the final stage, when it's Reil Achila, in the beginning time, when it was Yotzei, and that point of time in the middle, it became Nifsam Achila Sodom. And then the Issa went off, so it's no longer related. This Yotzei no longer relates back to the original Behemah. So that's where Rab Chaim interprets it in Sefer. That's why it's not called, that's why it's Mutter. Not because whenever you have Nifsam Achila Sodom, if you have a real Nevela, a real Macholos Asuris, even if Nifsam Achila Sodom, if you mix in sugar and you mix in flavor and you make it Reil Achila, it could be that it will be Chayza Benir, it will be Asur again. The only time you have a Rai from the Gemara is with respect to the din of Yotze Min Ha'Aser Aser. It's not considered Yotze Min Ha'Aser. So this, the Chabad Da'as there in Yerideya, develops this idea that these are two different sugyas. The sugyam Sochem Adav Chav Dalet is talking about eating Machol Sasur Shalak Derech Achilosoy. One example of Shalak Derech Achilosoy, the Rambam says, is Ir by Dova Mar, you mixed in bitter flavoring and he made it not Reil Achilosoy, not Shalak Derech Achilosoy. But then this Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Dav Samach Chas, this is a different din. Nebeva Sheni Reil Ager, if the whole thing is his Sriyach, so that's a much bigger heter, bigger and a better heter, that it can't even be, even if later on it becomes Reil Achila, he claims that it still remains Mutter. So the Chabad Da'as thinks that this heter of Nevela Sheni Reil Ager only applies, it's a big chumer, he thinks that it only applies if it's a Sriach Me'elov. If I take a non-kosher food and I mix in Ira Dovamar synthetically, I'm mixing in. Not that I left out the flesh out of the refrigerator for a month and it became his Sriach Me'elov. I mix in a Dova HaPoy game and I'm making Nifsal Ma'achila Sodom. So the Chabad Da'as thinks that that's not cool, that will not fall under the category of Nevela Sheni Reil Ager. He claims only if his Sriach Me'elov, his Sriach Lehidish Me'elov. They have in the Chidush Rab Chaim Pi Ashmu Al Ashas, that were long Shtigal Torah on the Gemara in the end of Nozul, the Sugya of Nozul, written by somebody. So in the middle of the Dvar Torah there, that's part of the assumption of a long, complicated calculation, that also he's assuming like the Chabad does, that the only time you have the dinner of the Beilish anywhere you're like, yeah, is if it's a Sviach Me'elov. But if somebody was pagan, there'd be a dime, then you wouldn't have that din. If you say like that, then we understand why before Pesach, a lot of the Rabbanim, a lot of the Kashrus organizations give out long lists of which medications, and which toiletries, and which perfumes have chametz, which don't have chametz. What is there to discuss? Everything is nifs machilas hakele. What is there to discuss? According to this, chavis das. There's only a din of nifs machilas adam and nifs machilas hakele. If it's tzviach me'elov, if you're a pagan mid-biadayim, it's not considered the ve'elish anymore. You're like, yeah, you'll only judge it based on the din of shalok ha'derech ha'chilas, and shalok ha'derech ha'chilas is also the Rabban. It'll only be mutter. The Pashtus is that most of the poskim do not accept this point from the Chavis Das. The Chazanish and Moshe Feinstein and many others, they assume that it's not so, that it doesn't really make a difference whether you mixed in Ir by Dov Amar or it's in Sviach Me'elov. Either Chavis Das had the Diuk, the Rambam gives us an example of Shalok Derech Achilos Ir by Dov Amar. So why does the Rambam give that as a mashal of Shalok HaDerech HaChilosai? So the Chazanish writes, he doesn't see that that's a hechrich to prove the point that the Chavis Das is trying to say, that if you are pagan mit biadayim, it's not called the Ve'elish anyway. Like, he says, no. The Rambam simply means like this, like the mashal I gave before I had ham, and I poured on so much mustard that when I start to eat the ham, it's burning my mouth. That's Shalok HaDerech HaChilosai. But that's not called nifsim achilos adam. If I'll take the piece of hand and turn on the faucet and hold it under the water, I'll wash off all of the... That's simple. I can remove all of the ir by dov amar and I can strain everything out and it'll become roi lachil again. So no one's going to say that that's called nifsim achilos adam. Nifsim achilos adam is only if ir by dov amar, even the yadayim, even synthetically, not his shriach me'elo. If ir by dov amar, and you need a whole fancy chemical procedure in order to remove the dov amar. If a layman can't do it, if you need a woman to remove the Dov Amar, so then the Chazanish is prepared to say, Al Pipasha, that's called Nifsim Achilasot, that's called the Medesh Enin Ruhi Lager. The only time you hear about Dov Amar is only labeled by the Rambam, Shalot Derech Achilasot, is if a head yoke, it's very easy to remove the Dov Amar. So then it's only Shalot Derech Achilasot. Halacha lemaisa, what's the din midrabbanon and these two sugyos? So in Shalok Derech Achilasa, the Shach quoted this Rav Yoh, the Peledik Rav Yoh, that it's mutarif midrabbanon. The Pashtus is that we don't pass them like that. The Pashtus, like the Shach Zari said, that this simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch and all the regular Shulchan Aruch quoting, the Ram there on Sof and Dav Chavdal. The Pashtus is that Shalok Derech Achilasa is also midrabbanon, and you only matter it b'mak mechol l'shem yisakon. What's the din of Nifsa me'achilasodom? The Be'el Hashem Ibu Yelagir, Nifsa me'achilasodom. So that's a machlokes harishon of the Rosh and Daf Chofal from the base of suffering. The Rosh quotes those who say that it's heter gomor. The Beit Hashem Ruy Lager is heter gomor, and the Rosh disagrees. He thinks that it makes sense to say that the Rabbanon it should be aser because of achshavei. If you sit and eat it, so you demonstrate that as far as you're concerned, the thing is roi lachila. On the level of the Raisa, we say, but l'day teitz al das kol ben yadam, the Rosh says, but with the Rabbanon, it makes sense, he doesn't really have a hechrich from Yomar. He says, on the level of the Rabbanon, it makes sense to apply the principle of achshavei. Since he's sitting and eating it, so he demonstrates that as far as he personally is concerned, he holds that it's not called the nifsim achilos adam. So this is what Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in La Torah B'la Heruah. He explains better what his psak was in the Tshuvas. He doesn't explain it. He assumes that everybody understood it. So he says like this. If you have a pill, if you would put the pill in a bowl on a wedding in the middle of the table, how many people would taste it? If they put candies in the middle, they put cookies in the middle, so people are going to nibble on it. The first person who's going to take this pill is going to see it's not roi lachilasot. It's not going to eat it, so no one's going to eat it. So the Pashtus says all these pills, all the vitamin pills and all the medications, if they don't have any flavoring in them, if it has flavoring, so sometimes the flavoring is fake, but let's say a vitamin pill or a medication that doesn't have any flavoring. So it doesn't taste like anything. It's not only Shalot HaDerech HaChilos, it's Nifsam HaChilos Adam, Al Pi Pashtus. Even though somebody was Poygim Mit Biyadayim, but still, we don't accept that part of the Chavis Das, that the din of Nifsam HaChilos Adam only applies if it's It's Sviach Me'eilo. Major Paskim after the Chavadas, they all disagree. They say even if you poke in the Adayim, it's also considered Nifsim Achilas Sodom. So what's the din of Nifsim Achilas Sodom by Macholas Asuris? So it's Mutam and Atorah, and in both in Hilchas Pesach and in Yerideya, the second Chil Yerideya, the opinion of the Rosh is accepted, that it's awesome of the Rabbanah because of Achshavah. So Moshe Feinstein says, Bamed Vamamurim, when can you say that there's an Achshavah that's only, let's say the fella has ham, nevela meat, and it is sitting out of the refrigerator for a month, and it's absolutely wormy, it tastes awful, smells awful, and he sits and he eats the whole thing. He sits and he eats it. So he demonstrates, actually, as far as he's concerned, he holds that it's very lachi l'sot, so it's awesome of the Rabbana. But if a guy takes a tiny little pill, that shows that he demonstrates by swallowing this pill that he holds that it's very lachi l'sot, doesn't demonstrate anything. When you're sick, so you rub things on, and you soak yourself, and you steam yourself, and you do all kinds of crazy things. Whatever the doctor tells you to do, you do. Just because the guy swallows, if he's going to sit and pop in his mouth, he's watching a baseball game, something, keeps on popping one pill, another pill, another, he's going to eat a whole box full of pills. Then you can say Akshvei. But he doesn't eat a whole box full of pills. He takes one pill every once a day, or three times a day or something. So Rav Moshe says, that's not Akshvei. So he tells us that should be Hetagoma. So the Shail is, so he's just putting all the kashrus organizations out of business. So who needs a Hashgacha on all the trace of vitamins and on the iron pills? That's what he talks about in the tshuva, the iron pills, if they take the iron from the liver of a behemoth tmeya or from an avela. So you don't need any Hashgacha on all of these pills. So Moshe says, no, you should certainly try to get with Hashgacha, but if you can, so he says, Mikra Adin is Mutli. That part he doesn't explain. Why should you try to get with the Hashgacha? What's the fate over there? So I thought the Pashkus is, the Pasuk says in the beginning of Chumash Moed, that when Moshe Rabbeinu was a little baby, so Bas Paro found him in the Yaor, in the Tevas Gaina. And then Miriam was standing nearby, and she asked Bas Paro, Ha'elech, how to say it? The Korasi Loch, Ishen Menekis Min Ho'ivri Yos. Should I get a Jewish woman to nurse the baby? Why should she get a Jewish woman to nurse the baby? So the Medrash has the comment, Bas Paro tried to get a nochris, a mitzvah, to nurse the baby, and he didn't want to drink, he didn't want to nurse from the mitzvahs. So they realized there's something fishy going on, so Miriam said, should I get min ha'ibiyos v'senik loch ha'seyogan, and she got them up. So the Ramah in Yerideya quotes the Hagos Oshri from Maseches Avodah Zarah. That the Hagos Ashri says that just like Moshe Rabbeinu, the Medrash concludes that Pesha Asa v'daberi mashkina, because Moshe Rabbeinu was someday going to become a big Novi, he's going to speak to the Ribbono Shel Olam in person, pel pel dababa. So that's why it wasn't proper that he should nurse from the mitzvios. What's wrong with nursing from the mitzvios? Because they're mitzvios. So the Hagos Ashri says no, because they eat non-kosher food. Whatever food the woman is nursing eats, so that's transmitted into the milk that she's nursing the baby. The women who nurse their babies say that on a day that they ate some corn, so when the baby has a dirty diaper, so it's going to look like corn. And the day that the woman ate oranges, so the dirty diaper is going to look like orange, even though the milk is exactly the same. But apparently it's not the same. Whatever food the menekes is eating affects the quality of the milk. So that's what the Medrash says, that since Moshe Rabbeinu was a Pesha, so the Dabri Mashkina, so that's why it wasn't proper that he should be Menik Minha Mitzriyo. So the Ramah quotes this Hagos Ashri as follows. If the mother of the Jewish baby doesn't feel well, she's not able to be Menik the baby temporarily, you're going to hire a Nachris that she should nurse the baby. She should try to get the Nachris to eat kosher food the whole time. You shouldn't cheat your child of the opportunity. Who says every baby is going to be a pesha to the daber mashkina? So apparently you shouldn't cheat your baby of the opportunity to become as great as Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what Yankee Kamenetsky has in his Sefer HaChumash. And others point that out. For the purpose of chinuch, you should try to give your child the maximum. He should be able to someday become the greatest novi and klal yisrael like Moshe Rabbeinu. So we see that there's a concept that even though strictly speaking, the milk is kosher. But since the source of the milk from the Moshe Mitzrius is from the Macholos Asuras, so this, we have something against it. We try to avoid it whenever possible. So I thought the Mestama, that's what Moshe Feinstein meant over here, that if you have the medications or the pills are not Reil Achila at all. And the only reason why Bilasir is going to be Midirabbanon, because Akshadeh, and Rav Moshe says that there is no Akshadeh, just take one tiny little pill, what kind of Akshadeh? You're not demonstrating that it's really Lachilo. So the, but still he recommends Lachatchila, you should avoid it, because Sof Kol Sof, bottom line, did derive itself from a source of Macholos Asuris. The Chazon Ish has this whole Cheshbon also, Al Pi Pashtus, and the Sefer on Hilchos Pesach, and Aruch Chaim. And then he adds on another point. He says that, by all Macholos Asuris, the shir is that it has to be Nifsa Machilos Sodom. We pass like Reb Shimon, and the Velish anyway, Lager is Mutta. Except for Pesach, on the Pesach, the Gemara says it has to be Nifsa Machilos Akela. So the Rishonim asks, what is the Mokar? How do you know that that's so? So there's a machlekes, the Prima Gaon points out in his Psicha Tilchos Pesach, there's a machlekes of Rishonim, and the Chazon Ish adapts the following position, that the only reason why Chametz B'Pesach with Machmir, that has to be Nifsa Machilos HaKelev, is the Gemara says that the Sa'or, the Chumash talks about Chumash, Le'evalacha Chumash, Le'evalacha Sa'or. You're not permitted to eat Chumash, you're not permitted to eat Sa'or. So the Gemara says that Sa'or is really Nifsa Machilos HaAdam. If you have dough that rises, so it's Roy Lachilos HaAdam. But if you let the dough sit there for a whole week, the microorganisms are going to eat up so much dough, you're going to be left only with the microorganisms. It's going to taste awful. You won't have any dough left. The whole thing is going to be microorganisms. It's going to be sour. It's going to be awful. And still the Chumash says that if you eat sour on Pesach, you're over. It's an Issur Karis. How come it's not Roy Lachilos HaAdam? So the Gemara says in Beitza in the first paragraph, the Gemara quotes it to Sefer, Hover Ar Lachametz Ba'isus Acheres. Since this Sa'or is usually used to mix into the next dough, when you mix flour with water and you don't mix in any yeast, it'll take forever for it to rise. So if you mix in yeast, or you mix in some Sa'or from the last dough that you mixed, so it'll, this Sa'or will blend in with the rest of the dough, and later on the thing will be Roy Lachilos. So the Rab Chaim Moshe writes in the Achiyazin in the Tshuvas that Chiddush Din that Seor is Roy Lachametz Beis Acheres, so retains the Din of Oichel, retains the Shem Oichel even after the point of Nifsam Achilos Adam, is not a unique Din in Hilchos Pesach only. It's not a local Din only in Seor. The Gemara talks in the Sugis of Zeb Zagar. The Gemara talks about Seor Chol Truma that fell into an Issa. And it's machmitz the whole Issa. So what's the problem? So, or if you assume that Sa'or is really nifs machilos adam, and the only time you have a chiddush is only in Hilchos Pesach, Achumra Pesach, but in Kol HaTorah Kula, once it's nifs machilos adam, it's mutter. So Sa'or shel Truma is het gama. So what's the problem? What do you have to discuss? A whole story of Zev Zagar, whether this could be machmitz and that could be machmitz. So Rav Chaim Moshe says, you see, the assumption of the Gemara is that the chiddush din of Sa'or, however, lachametz b'is acheris, is not a local din in Hilchos Pesach, it's a din in Kol HaTorah Kula. Let's say years ago, they used to have Crisco. I think now it has Hechsher. I don't know if they're still in business, but I remember years ago, Crisco used to be treif. So, what do you mean treif? Yeah, chazer shmaltz. You look at Crisco, it looks like wax. That's not Roy Lachilos Adam. Isn't that Nifs Machilos Adam? The answer is, yeah. Nifs Machilos Adam. But this is omit to serve as an ingredient. They sell it in a grocery store. And what do the balabastas use it for? They mix it in with the food. So whatever is Nifs Machilos Adam, but it's omit to serve as an ingredient in a Micha later on, so that's covered with the Gzeres HaKosel of Sor. Whatever is where the Chametz B'Sacheres remains also. So that's what the Chazon Ish writes. If you have Chametz the pills. So he says, they're not Roy Lachilos Adam. Do they have to be Nifsa Machilos HaKelev? He says, not really. On Pesach, he says, not really, because it's not Roy Lachametz B'Yisus HaCheres. What are you going to do with the pill? You're going to use the pill as an ingredient to mix it into something? They're not going to make anything taste better. It's not Roy Lachametz B'Yisus HaCheres. So he says, strictly speaking, all you need by the trace of pills is should be Nifsa Machilos Adam, and it's already Mutta. And he assumes that they'll pass it like Rav Moshe said. That you don't apply Akshadeh here, the Shulchan Aruch does pass from like the Rosh, against the Ramban and all the Talmud the Ramban. They hold that Nifsam Achilos Adam is had to gomer even with the Rabban. When the Shulchan Aruch brought in Hilchos Pesach and in the second Chelik Yeridaya, that the accepted opinion is like the Rosh, that there is an Isar of Akshadeh. But the Chazon Ish assumes, like Rav Moshe, there is no Akshadeh on a tiny little pill. So that's where Rav Moshe assumed that Nikar Adin, all the pills, if they don't have any flavoring in them, and the Nifsa Machilos Adam, so it's Heta Gom. Rav Avadi Yosef quotes Rav Moshe's Tshuva from the Orachaim Tinyon. He didn't have the Latar of Elahairon. So he quotes the Tshuva, say, Hitainus, aye, but it says in Yeridaya that it's only Mutter for Acholu Shem Yisakon. No, that's the Sugim Sof and Dav Chav Dalet. If you're talking about shalot derech achilasai, so then Rav HaRishonim don't follow the Rav Yehuda. Rav HaRishonim read the Gemara that shalot derech achilasai is only also in the Rabbanon. So b'makom chol l'shem b'sakani yemek. But here we're talking about a bigger and a better heter. We're talking about a heter of nifsam achilasadam. Nifsam achilasadam is mutam and atari. So true, we are machna like the Rosh, it's also in the Rabbanon. But it's only also in Rabbanon in an instance which I have to say akshavei. But he takes one little pill every day, two pills a day. That's not called action. So that's the simple chesed. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach has in his collected shuvas a comment that we shouldn't be too quick to declare that something is nifsam achilas adam. So he quotes, you have to make sure that it's really nifsam achilas adam. Let's say sometimes you have bread that started to spoil, to shimmel. So we would throw it out right away. Other people wouldn't be so quick to throw it out. Other people would eat it with the shimmel. Other people cut off the green part and they'll eat the rest of it. So we shouldn't be so quick to declare. So Shlom Zan quotes the Gemara in the first parak in Choras. The Gemara has a suffix. Hayotim in ha'asar is asim. Let's say a chamorah gives off milk. So chola behemet tmei is asim. So Yosef and Asa is also. So the Gemara has a deal. What about Meirak Laim Shal Chamor? Is that considered Yosef and Asa or not? So the Gemara has two tzedakim. So one side is the Gemara is not sure whether Meirak Laim Shal Chamor is Nifsam Achila Sodom or not. So Tzlem Zalman says, well, first of all, if you're going to give a cup of this stuff to someone and ask him, this is Meirak Laim Shal Chamor. Do you like it or not? No one's going to want to drink it. So what is it a discussion? He says, number one, you see from the Gemara that when you're testing to determine, you're not supposed to tell him what it is. Just put them in the middle of the table with ice cubes and a wedding, and they'll think it's mine, fine, whatever. And we'll see if they'll drink it. He says, the Gemara is not sure. So he says, first of all, you see, if the Gemara, you're not supposed to tell a person what it is. And secondly, even if you taste it, no one's going to like it. He says, no, but the Gemara is not sure. It has to be really, really nipso. It has to be really, really nipso. But over there, by these pills, the Pashto says that all pills, normal people don't eat pills. They only take pills as a medication. So that's the Pashtus, like the Chazon Ish writes and like Rav Moshe writes, that all of these pills are anipsam echilos adam, and there is no achshavei. I remember someone many years ago, someone asked me to ask Kapsalechik about swallowing trachea pills. So this person thought that it's muta because you don't chew it, because you swallow it. So yes, Kapsalechik, what's the din? So he says it's muta. So I didn't want this other person to think that it's because he swallows it. I'm sure I said, is it mutter because he swallows it and he doesn't chew it? So he had a funny attitude, Rav Soloveitchik. He said, when people ask him a shayla, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, if someone comes to us for a din Torah, we're not mechuyev to give him the reason for the psak. If we were kai for him to come to a din Torah, so the fellow who lost the din Torah, he didn't want to come to us. We were kai for him, so he has a right to the name, kisvili me'ezetam dantuni. But if we weren't kaifin, he submitted himself, he came on his own. So when I'm chuyif, he can't demand, he wants to know the psak. So he used to say this from other gedolim in Europe also, that he used to say, when a person asks him a shayla, you ask me the shayla, I tell you asar or muta. I'm not chuyif to give you an explanation. Sometimes it causes a lot of confusion, because he says something is muta, and he doesn't tell you the reason why, and everybody's going to guess a different reason. So on this occasion, I asked him about the trefet pills, so he said, you can take it. So I said, is the reason why because he swallows it? So he says, I'm not mechuyif to tell you the reason, but that's not the real reason. So I think he meant the whole cheshbon there, Moshe meant. The nifsam achilas adam, and there is no achshavei. But he didn't like that svara, that the Pesach Teshuva quotes from the Tzvor Shor, that swallowing without chewing is shaluk ederach achilosam, that Rabbi Avad Yosef is prepared to work on that assumption. That swallowing without chewing is very shver. The pills are so tiny. That's called swallowing without chewing. It's a very shver. Tiny things that you don't have to chew. Okay. If anyone wants to raise some he'oris, you should be matzliach and learning. Thank you very much.